This is the Middle East Debrief by Atlas News. Hello and welcome to the Middle East Debrief by Atlas News, where we give an in-depth breakdown of this week's top stories from the region. Starting off, Egypt is embarking on an ambitious project with the potential to significantly impact its economy. The United Arab Emirates, UAE, has pledged a massive $35 billion investment to develop a next-generation city in the Ras El Hekma region, west of Alexandria. This episode dives into the details of the project, its potential benefits and drawbacks, and the wider context of Egypt's ongoing economic struggles. The new city, spanning 170 square kilometers, aims to be a hub for tourism, technology, and light industry. It's envisioned to include an airport, a marina, residential and commercial areas, educational institutions, and special economic zones. The project is expected to attract millions of tourists annually, generate substantial foreign investment, and create numerous jobs. This initiative comes at a crucial time for Egypt. The country has been grappling with an economic crisis for several years, experiencing high inflation, low foreign investment, and a growing national debt. This has pushed a significant portion of the population towards poverty. The ongoing conflict in the region, including the Israel-Gaza war and Houthi attacks in the Red Sea, has further exacerbated the situation. The Egyptian government views the Ras El Hekma project as a potential solution to these economic woes. The $35 billion investment marks the largest foreign direct investment in the country's history, and the project is expected to stimulate job creation and reduce inflation. This announcement coincides with ongoing negotiations for a bailout deal with the International Monetary Fund, IMF. Both the project and the potential IMF deal are expected to provide much-needed relief in the medium term. However, the project also raises critical questions. Critics point out the significant involvement of foreign companies, raising concerns about potential long-term control and profit distribution. Additionally, the project's impact on the environment and the displacement of existing residents need careful consideration and management. Now, CENTCOM, alongside the British military, conducted precision strikes against 18 Houthi targets in western Yemen. The targeted sites included underground weapons storage facilities, missile storage facilities, drones, air defense systems, radars, and a helicopter. According to the official statement, these strikes aim to degrade Houthi capability and disrupt their continued reckless and unlawful attacks on international commercial and US and UK vessels in the Red Sea, Bab al-Mandeb Strait, and the Gulf of Aden. This latest operation comes amidst a series of escalating tensions in the Red Sea. Houthi rebels, who control large parts of Yemen, have launched several attacks on commercial shipping vessels in the region since November 2023. They claim these attacks are in response to the ongoing Israel-Gaza conflict and the blockade on the Gaza Strip. The US and its allies, including Australia, Bahrain, Canada, Denmark, the Netherlands, and New Zealand, have condemned the Houthi attacks and view them as a threat to freedom of navigation in the critical Red Sea shipping lane. This latest round of strikes represents a further response to these concerns. However, the Houthis remain defiant and have vowed to continue their attacks unless their demands are met. This raises serious concerns about the potential for further escalation in the region, with potentially devastating consequences for civilians and maritime security. It's important to acknowledge the complexities of the situation and the various perspectives involved. While the US and its allies emphasize the need to protect commercial shipping and ensure freedom of navigation, the Houthis frame their actions as resistance to perceived aggression and injustice. Finding a peaceful resolution to the conflict requires addressing the underlying issues and engaging in genuine diplomatic efforts. All parties involved must prioritize de-escalation, uphold international humanitarian law, and work towards a ceasefire that can pave the way for lasting peace in the region. Finally, in a significant development for the fight against the Islamic State, ISIS, Iraqi intelligence officials announced the capture of two high-ranking ISIS members during an operation conducted outside of Iraq. The Iraqi National Intelligence Service, INIS, revealed that the operation successfully apprehended Issam Abdali Saydan and Bashir Abdul Ali Saydan, who were allegedly involved in the most heinous terrorist crimes in Fallujah, Iraq. While the exact location of the operation remains undisclosed, it marks a major success for Iraqi intelligence in their efforts to dismantle ISIS networks. Isam is accused of being directly involved in the killing of an Iraqi soldier and managing ISIS media activities in Fallujah after 2014. He is also believed to have documented numerous atrocities, including the murders of two other soldiers. Bashir, on the other hand, is identified as the individual responsible for overseeing ISIS operations in Fallujah after 2014 and managing encrypted communications for the group's leadership. This operation underscores the continued efforts of Iraqi intelligence in combating ISIS remnants, despite the group's territorial defeat in 2017 and 2019. While the so-called caliphate no longer holds physical territory, concerns remain about the group's potential to resurge if regional instability persists. However, it's important to note that data suggests a significant decrease in global ISIS activity, with claimed attacks dropping by over 50% in 2023 compared to 2022. This decline is observed in Iraq and Syria as well, highlighting potential progress in containing the group. As the U.S.-led coalition contemplates the withdrawal of forces from Iraq, this successful operation by Iraqi intelligence serves as a reminder of the ongoing challenges and complexities in the fight against ISIS. Continued vigilance and international cooperation will be crucial in ensuring the lasting defeat of this extremist group. This has been the Middle East Debrief by Atlas News.